Proclamation number 255, dated the January 11th, 1938. Evil forces. Good spiritual beings. Reason and miracle of the proclamations. Our effort to penetrate you is unsuccessful if you resist our thoughts. If you willingly hand yourself over to us, the reception will be easy. Try to understand. Every moment in your life, good and evil forces try to take possession of your soul, and therefore many days and hours occur when the battle being waged between these forces becomes apparent in a person's emotional life. During these times, apathy, unwillingness and other less positive instincts take possession of the person and place him into a state of inner discontentment. And you'll find it particularly difficult to pray during those times, even though you could quite easily release yourselves again from the control of such demons with a prayer. However, you must use all your will to fight against such states which can easily damage your soul, and always strive to re-establish contact with your Lord and Savior, for only then will your victory over these evil powers be assured. The Lord protects you, for His love would like to keep everything at bay, yet you need not dread such times either, providing you always listen to the inner voice which shows you the path towards inner peace. And now listen to our teachings, which we bring to you on the Savior's instruction to give you strength and encouragement for the coming time. God created you, and thus you're alive in the world sharing exactly the same spirit yet at different stages of development, which you, during your more or less long lifetime, will raise yourselves, depending on the work you do to improve your own soul. This work of improving oneself is the only task the Lord gave you at the time of your creation, and for this purpose the Lord assigned spiritual beings to you to accompany you through your life on earth, spiritual beings, which lovingly try to help you so that you are not defenselessly left to the mercy of evil forces, spiritual beings, which constantly look after you and always try to influence you on earth in a way that you will gladly and eagerly accomplish this work of improving your soul. And you should hand yourselves over to these spiritual beings, so that spiritual thoughts may be imparted to you. You should make your hearts receptive to the whisperings and admonitions which constantly flow to you from these spiritual beings. Then your journey through the earthly valley will be much easier. You will never walk through it lonely and abandoned, but will always be accompanied by forces which will lead you to the Father and want to spare you from going astray. But then you will be given the task of seeking heartfelt contact with these spiritual beings, because the Lord Himself wants to talk to you through these beings. This is significant evidence of His love for you earthly children, and is only understandable due to the great adversity which threatens the earthly children now. For this reason the Lord seeks to impart words of comfort to His own on earth again through the mouth of willing children who make contact with the spiritual beings surrounding them in order to accept the words of the Lord. He tries to revive people's faith again where it was lost, and to strengthen it where it is weak. For without faith the human being is heading for disaster, without faith evil powers take possession of him, without faith he turns away from the divinity and takes the path of ruin. And when the human being is no longer able to recognize God in that which surrounds him every day, the Lord of heaven and earth must be pointed out to him, and through miracles you must be informed again of God's activity, so that he will look heavenwards once more and find his way back to the Father who created him and who does not want the downfall of even one of his beings because it does not recognize the heavenly Father. Amen.